It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show, hour number 4 of a 4-hour show. If you missed any of it, consider yourself lucky. Not our best work tonight, no. I'm kidding. We had a Bartometer tonight. Hour number 2, you can get the thing in its full glory. You can also listen to me recap it here in the next 30 seconds, which I will do. Again, I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. The Bartometer was talking about teams that could use a new owner, like pronto. We've seen what they've done in Washington, where Josh Harris has come in, and Josh Harris Washington is a lot better than Dan Snyder Washington. But it's hard. How do you get rid of an owner? You basically need him to be a scumbag and have the league force you out. Or by some miracle, he sells the team. But why? When? How often does that happen? So the 8 franchises that could use that infusion of a new owner, according to the Bartometer tonight, and there's a lot of good contenders. This should have been a 28 list. Or as Robert suggested earlier, find the 8 teams that don't want a new owner. Number 8, the Bartometer spit out the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I think that might be a head-scratcher at first, but then think about it. When do you ever hear about the Columbus Blue Jackets? Never. They've won one playoff series in their 25 years. They have no, like, cultural pizzazz. You know, not that every kid out there is wearing Las Vegas Golden Knight chains, but the Golden Knights, that's an established thing. They haven't been around that long. The Kraken have barely been around. People know them a lot more than they know the Columbus Blue Jackets. And fans there are like, this sucks. What are we doing? Why is this team even here? Pittsburgh Pirates at number 7. Browns at 6. Jets at 5. The New York Jets, to clarify, not the Winnipeg Jets. Jerry Reinsdorf takes spots 3 and 4 in whatever order you feel like with the White Sox and the Bulls. The Bears at number 2. And the Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Saturn Athletics come in at number 1. John Fisher. They're more likely to play on Saturn at this point than I think they are in Las Vegas. Although they'll tell you all the right things, but there's a lot more things that need to happen before that happens. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Al is in Arizona. Good to catch up with you, Al. What's up?
Hey, Bart. It's been a while. Everything going well?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, as far as Chicago teams and Jerry Reinsdorf, I've always been a White Sox fan, never a Cubs fan. And I don't mind what they're doing. I really don't. Their pitching actually is decent for what they are. I just have a problem with hanging on to Luis Robert too long and looking at him as, like, let's say, a focal point of the team. he's not. So they really have to get whatever they can get for him, and not just get double-A players that are going to be ready in a couple of years, 2-3 years. You can get some players that are, let's say, 15, 16, 20 home runs, 75 RBI players across the board. If you could, you know what I'm saying? Like, not go for just superstars and build a strong pitching staff, and it's enough. I really think in baseball, pitching plays such a huge role. So, but as far as Jerry Reinsdorf is concerned, I don't think he's ever going to sell the team. I think his son's going to end up taking over when he's done, ultimately. But, I mean, these things are cyclical, and they could take a long time, but I come around. As far as the Bears, I really think are close. They're making moves that they've never really made before. Even though Ryan Poles is not, he's not hitting the mark all, with every pick. I really can't stand the Copeland Loveland pick. I can't stand it. But
oh, really?
I hate it. I think it was such a waste. I think Tyler Warren is a better pick. They could have traded
down. That's
right.
Yeah, they did take him before Warren. That's right.
Right? But they could have taken. Why wouldn't the Bears trade down, get more picks? You know, Marion Hampton, so they have their running back for the future. They already have Cole Kmet. I mean, the Bears every year preach draft the best player available. You can't afford to do that unless every position is filled. Do you get what I'm saying? They have positions that aren't filled. You don't have that luxury, and they do it every year.
Yeah, we'll see how that. Al, thanks for the call. We'll see how that plays out with the tight end decision. Sometimes we say, like, well, where did Hampton go? Like 19? And then didn't the Bears, they didn't take a running back until the last draft. They took that kid from Rutgers, right? The last 22. Hampton went 22. Bears ended up, we thought they'd take a running back or get a running back at some point. We thought maybe Ashton Jeanty could even fall to them at some point, but then plenty of suitors for him. I just think with that team, like this has to be like the last. If it doesn't work, when is it going to work? You got a coach in place that you like. You got a quarterback in place that you like. You've got other, I mean, you're building a team that you like. So if it doesn't happen now, when's it going to happen? Now, they're in the NFC North, which may be the best division in football. So, you know, you'd rather when you're on the ascension there, you'd rather had some patsies in your division. And we'll see how things go with McCarthy. You got to throw that qualifier in there, but I feel good about him. Although I would have lost an enormous amount of money on any White Sox future bet you could have thrown at me 7 years ago with the core that they had coming up, and then they ruined it. They ruined it by hiring La Russa. Right when they hired La Russa, you should have sold all your stock just so Reinsdorf could get his buddy back. Chase is in Pittsburgh. Pirates were on that list. What's up, Chase?
Hey, Bart, first time caller. Thanks for having me. And
hey, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. I'll be 30 in August here. And, you know, I'm a diehard Pirate fan. And I have seen 3 playoff teams in my lifetime. And that was all, you know, from the 13 to 15 span. We have a generational talent.
Hey, my bad. You got that. Carlos. Yeah, we're good. Yeah,
right.
You just don't.
Sorry,
you can't.
That.
No, you can. You could swear on anything ever. I mentioned Always Sunny before. They said C. They said the C word. I don't even know if I can say the C word without.
Nah.
But no, you can't just like randomly, you know, talk like a normal person, not on the radio. God forbid. I know it's 1:30 in the morning, but God forbid you talk like a normal person. Sorry, Chase. Go ahead as long as you don't swear.
Yeah, my apologies. But it's just, you know, like with the minor leagues and stuff like that, you know, we have these guys and it's like it's pointless. You know, they're just going to be traded off with more prospects. And if those same prospects do pan out, you know, they're going to be traded as well. You know, and you've seen just the crap show.
There it is. Good job.
Past, this past season, you know, with it being like the Clemente Wall controversy, the, you know, the young man who thankfully is okay after falling from the wall, you know, the Usher fighting with the fan. It's just been a nightmare. Yeah. But that's literally the Pittsburgh Pirates in general. And it's just like, I don't see how any other team could possibly have worse ownership than the Pittsburgh Pirates. But that's just me. I might be a little biased.
No, Chase, thanks for the call. It's a good call. Please come back at some point. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I mean, the Pirates are definitely on the list. There's no question about that. I think if you're a Pirates fan, you might think that they're a little higher or would want to put them a little higher with your frustrations. You know, there was a I worked at a radio station in a smaller town, and this is a fake story, by the way, but just go with it. And we accidentally aired a song, and it was the unedited version. It wasn't the clean version, and so there was a swear word that got through, and a lady called us up and said, "I'm very offended. You know, I can't believe that this got on. I mean, this is a, you know, my kids listen to this station." And I said, "Yeah, it's really unfortunate that a swear word, which I'm sure they hear a lot and you hear a lot, accidentally went out over airwaves. I know that that's very frustrating. That is a tough moment. And I know that this is a big monumental moment in your life. You heard a swear word on the radio, and now you feel the need to do something about it." And then I said, "Okay, let me get your information. We'll send you. You know, we'll make it right." And so she thought that she would be getting like some sort of gift card or something. We had a lot of great local sponsors that I could have certainly put together a gift package. But then for the next 52 weeks, once a week, I emailed her a news clipping article of the worst thing that I could find that happened to a child or anything else, like a real actual problem in the world. And I made sure that she realized that her complaint is very minimal and to just suck it up and don't be a whiny whiner. Again, that story's fake, but it could be real.
Or is it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Did I hear what I think I heard? I can't breathe. Oh my God. Brandon's in Chicago. Brandon.
Yo, what's good, B Dubs?
Yo, 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 yo.
Yes. Yeah, what's up, fellas? Los, my cub bud. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you getting worried about the Brewers?
Man, honestly, that guy, Mizrowski, man, he's something else, man. He's a special talent for sure. And if they add some starting pitching at the trade deadline, man, it's going to be a heated race towards the end.
You're lucky you finally figured out how to beat the Twins. Two back, baby.
I know, man. And what are the chances the Braves pack it in and take offers on Sale? Because I mean, if the Cubs can get Sale, that's the best thing that I think that like situation they can be in, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, what else is up?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to comment on the Bartometer tonight. Real quick, on the other tip, I've been meaning to ask you on the state of U.S. soccer. And actually, have you ever played in Genoa City in Wisconsin? Soccer?
Maybe.
Just because
I feel like we were in a tournament there once.
Yeah, I just have some memories back in the day. My dad would go play tournaments there. He played semi-pro, and it was just like the field of dreams for soccer, I guess you could say. They had this little hut they would cook some brats out of, and they had like the best German potato salad too, man. And I just have a lot of good memories of going down to Genoa City and just didn't like, I mean, the U.S. held their own against Mexico, but, you could just tell that Mexico still has that style of play where it's like, possession style of offense.
Well, yeah, Brandon, it doesn't matter what coach or what shape or what players, we're always going to – it's always – man, when growing up watching this team and seeing the World Cup and then, you know, that 2002 run, I don't know that I would have thought that we would have won a World Cup by now, but I would have thought – I just feel like we're in the same spot that we were 25 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. And they don't even have, like, a team put together. I mean, they have a couple of really good players, but, I mean, I just can't believe that they haven't figured out any depth with this team. They had a couple nice through ball passes and some, nice crosses. I really like that cross goal. But other than that, it just seems that, like, they're very timid and, don't know when to take chances and don't see the cuts and the through balls like Mexico. Usually does.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I'm not optimistic.
No, neither am I, man. It looked okay, but we'll see what kind of work they can put in before next year. But, I mean, that's asking a lot from these young players. But
is that all you got tonight, Brandon?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Bartometer real quick. With Reinsdorf and the Bulls, everybody likes to blame Krause for breaking up the 90s Bulls. But, I mean, you could point to Reinsdorf. He didn't want to pay Horace Grant. He didn't want to extend Phil. And then that was just like the domino that led to everybody else leaving. So, I mean, if you want to blame somebody for that, too, that's Reinsdorf right there. He didn't want to keep the players that built the pyramid for the Bulls.
I hear you on that one. Good call, Brandon. Good to squeeze some soccer in there. I appreciate that from you. USA and Mexico playing in the Gold Cup last Sunday night. Mexico winning that 2-1.
Open wide for some soccer!
Lee is in Baltimore.
What's up, boy?
What's up, Lee?
Oh, man. Hey, real quick on the soccer tip, though. Hey, Messi been scoring a lot of goals lately, like back-to-back. I think it's like double in the last pass.
Yeah, let's not talk too much about that. You may hear that in tonight's Winkler's Thrilling Factoid.
Gotcha. Bart, you got a lot on the menu tonight, man. Where should I start? Let's talk about – all right, okay, so I'll talk about the Bartometer real quick, get that out the way. So the number one owner on that list should be in everybody's list across the whole planet Earth and planet Mars and whatever planet out after that. Should be the Washington Wizards. The last time they won a championship was like back in like, what was that like? Like almost 50 years ago? Like, what was that like? 78 or something like that? Like 78 or something?
70s, like 50, I think.
Yeah, that was like 50 years ago. Like, come on, man. That's got to be the number one on that list, though, Bart. It has to be. It has to be.
I think they got an honorable mention.
I mean, 50 years ago? When's the last time that happened? 50 years ago?
Oh, there's
crazy.
There's a lot of teams that haven't even won yet, ever.
Yeah, but the Washington Wizards, though, like, they've been there. They've made numerous appearances, but never won a championship. It's just crazy to me. I think it's time for a change, time for a switch. I thought they would have got Queen, but it just didn't work out. But it is what it is, though, Bart. I've been watching a lot of baseball, though. Can I shout out one of the callers, though? What's his name? Robert from Annapolis.
Oh, okay, no way. Someone wants to shout out Robert? I don't believe it.
I mean, I'm just saying our Orioles, we just beat the series with the Mets just now. And I didn't think we could pull that off, but we actually pulled it off. I don't know what the Orioles are cooking up right now, but we're looking real good. We got Ryan O'Hearn going to the All-Star game. It's looking real good. Kobe Mayo just hit his first home run, so it's looking real good. I don't know what we're doing. I know you had that on your going to the World Series list. But
well, yeah, they're 42-50 right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, though, Bart. I don't think it's going to happen, though, but – other than that, though, Bart, listen, the talk right now, honestly, though, with all due respect, though, I think we should be talking about Bronny right now and Cooper Flagg right now. Like, I mean, I don't care about the summer league, but for some reason the NBA had me real intrigued tonight. And I'm off work tomorrow, so I kind of felt good tonight to start my weekend off. I get to watch Cooper Flagg play LeBron James' son. I mean, it just felt like a new era was beginning for some reason to me, Bart.
And I don't know about that.
I mean, the game didn't mean anything, but I enjoyed watching it.
You think we're entering a Cooper Flagg, Bronny James era?
Yes. They were guarding each other, doing a little, you know, smiles and giggles. I just felt like that maybe the NBA was trying to, you know what I mean, promote that in a way. But I just felt good, and I appreciated that from the NBA. I just felt good about that. You know, I liked that. I just see more of that coming soon. But, you know, it was a great game. It didn't mean anything, but it was still a great basketball game. Just like if me and you were playing in the park somewhere, you know, Los and, you know, other guys, and we were playing ball. We had a good game. That was a great game. You know what I mean, Bart?
I'll say this, and I'll let you go, Lee. Good to talk to you again. Yep. The back and forth between Cooper Flagg and Bronny James tonight was fun. It was interesting. They're having fun with each other. They're playing good defense on each other. They were hitting shots over each other. It was fun. It was start your weekend. Good for you. Says the guy who hasn't worked a Friday in a month. But it felt more like a one-time like thing than this is the changing of the guard. Probably because of the Bronny. But he put on some weight. If Bronny's playing 10 minutes a night next year with the Lakers, I wouldn't be too surprised. But we'll see. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, our twice yearly. What does twice yearly mean? Not biannual, because that's every 2 years, but twice yearly. What would we say for that? What is something two times or twice a year is what I'm being told. Biannual is occurring twice a year. Really? Who cares? Anyway, we're going to do a segment we do twice a year, and we're going to do that next. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates on the Infinity Sports Network, radio stations across the country. We come on at night. They're like, here's what they do. They say, we can't have any local guy here at this time of the night. We'll just we'll just have the Infinity Sports Network, and then it ends up being the best damn show on the station. Oh, I was hoping for a ding. No? The ding, it always feels so close yet so far away. There is a celebrity game in the NBA All-Star Game weekend.
Are you serious?
There is a celebrity softball game in the All-Star Game weekend for Major League Baseball. I believe they play that on a Sunday night.
Okay.
I have in front of me the list of who will be in this game. And like we do with the NBA, we try to figure out, do we know any of these people? Would you like to score? Should we score this?
Sure.
I might need you to keep track of your own score. Oh, no, I got calculators here. Okay. I have to do this because I don't have a pen anywhere in this room. Oh, here we go. I got a pen. Now I don't have any paper. What is this? Just a bunch of envelopes sitting around here. What am I supposed to do with those? Callback. All right. I'll say a name, and then you tell me if you know who they are or not. Okay?
Cool.
And I think baseball's going to help us out a little more. Because it's not going to be like Young Grapevine 7, like the NBA one was. Okay. This should be an easy starter. In the celebrity softball game for Major League Baseball, CC Sabathia. Ooh, that's quiet.
That is because I realize I'm playing the music on the other channel. I will fix that in a second.
Just give me a yes or no.
Yeah, I do know. That,
yeah, we know CC Sabathia.
Former Brewer of all teams?
Yeah, former Brewer. That's what he's most known for, not the Yankees. Dasha Polanco.
I actually think I do know who that is.
Give me any clue.
It's not a man.
It's not a man. It's a woman. I don't know her. You're gonna say you know her? It's the honor system, Boy Scout.
Yeah, I don't know where I know her from, but I do know she is a real person. I've heard the name before, so I'm gonna say yes, I do know who that is.
They are billing her from Orange is the New Black.
Sure.
Okay. We know this guy. But I still don't know, like, how he became to be who he is. Drewski.
Yeah. In fact, we have some of his drops.
Yeah, but I still don't know, like, how he became who he is.
It's
just the internet?
It's really just the internet. That's exactly what it is.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, weird. Eladio Carrion.
I do know who that is.
Carrion?
Carrion. Yeah, you got it right. It's fine.
I've never heard of him.
He is a Latin artist, like a couple tiers below like the big guys. Like, he's not a Bad Bunny. He's not a J Balvin, okay. But you know, he's there.
You're 4 for 4 right now.
I know. I'm
L Duncan. Ellie Duncan? L Duncan?
I assume from ESPN.
Yeah, you know her.
Oh, do I?
All right. Up next, Funny Marco. Do you know Funny Marco? He is a comedian and social media personality. Don't know him either.
Nothing to me.
Harry Douglas.
I do know who that is. That's, isn't he just another radio jockey? He's from ESPN.
Well, he's a former Falcons player.
Yeah, he was a receiver, actually, now that I'm thinking
about
it.
Yeah, and this is in Atlanta. So that makes sense.
He's not a good radio personality. I mean, no, you know what? I'm not, what am I going to duck smoke for? I mean, he's not going to do nothing to me. I don't think he's good. Huh? That's it. I know who he works with. They do that afternoon drive in a four-letter network. Cool. Great. Congratulations to all your success. I don't think you're that good.
I actually have a connection with him, and I was going to book him for our two-a-days.
Well, you can't because he's on the four-letter network. We're not doing that.
Why do... That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make the rules.
No, that we call it the four-letter network.
Oh, no, I don't... I think we could say ESPN, but I just like to say four-letter network out of spite, because I don't work there.
Jake Storiali.
Who from what? What is he from?
He's a John Boy guy. Major League Baseball hates John Boy. Now they like bought into John Boy.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're getting some kickbacks for it.
Yeah, so John Boy gets to do one lip sync video, and suddenly he's like everyone's John Boy pisses me off. All right,
and we're just taking shots at people left and right. No wonder no one comes on the show.
Jenny Finch.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, softball. Jerry Lorenzo.
Ooh. Jerry Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Is it the fashion designer Jerry Lorenzo?
It says he's the founder of Fear of God.
Yeah,
is that
that's
fashion?
The fashion designer. Yeah, I do know who that is.
Jesus, how?
I have a couple of his clothes, that's why.
J.I.D.
That is a no clue.
Who?
3-time Grammy-nominated rapper.
Oh, I mean, that tells you about the state of rap.
Jordan Chiles.
Yes, I do know. I'm not familiar with her work, but I know who she is.
What field do you think she's in?
Is she like an R&B singer?
She was a gymnast.
Oh. Okay,
yeah, that's a wrong for you.
No, but I heard the name before.
Not heard the name. It's know who they are.
Well, I do know who Jordan Chiles was. It's a real person.
He thought it was. Jordan Sparks.
I just got her profession completely wrong. I thought it was Jordan Sparks for a second. But yes, Jordan
I'm going to judge you for once. Like you judge, I'm giving you a no to that one.
Oh, whatever. I still got it right. But okay.
Candy Burris.
Candace Burris or Candy Burris?
Candy Burris.
No, I don't know who a Candy Burris is.
Well, is it? What is your person from?
Candace Burris, I believe, is an actress, but like an older actress. I don't know who Candy Burris is.
Are you thinking of Candace Bergeron?
No, isn't the last name Burris?
Or Candace Bergen. I confuse her with Tom.
Maybe it's Bergen. Maybe.
Yeah, she's from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, so then no. Well, whatever. Give me a no for that one anyway.
I did know. Maria Taylor.
Yes.
You know her.
Yeah.
She's on NBC. Couple more. Michael Kelly.
No way.
You would know him if you saw him. He's an actor. He's like an older character actor. I'm going to give him to you. Mike Towers.
I do know who that is. That's another Latin artist guy.
6-time Latin Grammy nominated singer. I don't know who that is. Natasha Watley.
I've heard the name, but I don't know who that is.
U.S. softball Olympian. Carlos and I are looking at who is in the Major League Celebrity All-Star Game. We're doing a lot better than we did with the NBA.
I'm telling you, MLB right now is on the nose. NBA is like, once you get past the first name, you're like, who the hell are these people?
Nikki Cass.
I do know the name.
He's an influencer, whatever that means. He also must be a pretty cool one because his headshot is a black and white one with his tongue sticking out to the left side.
Yeah, I don't know why I know this person, but I know they exist.
Not me. Prince Royce.
That is another Latin artist. He is a bachatero, so he does like Dominican bachata music.
All right, I'm going to give myself a point from this, even though I don't know if it's pronounced Quavo or the other way.
It's Quavo, and that's from the rap group Migos.
See? Ronnie DeVoe.
Is it from Belbiv DeVoe? I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah, it is. We got to give ourselves that
one. Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Riley Reed. Oh, I'm sorry. Storm Reed.
I'll say Riley Reed.
Riley Reed, I'm giving myself 2 notches for.
Riley Reed, we're going to need to go to break. No, Storm Reed? No, I don't know.
She's from Euphoria and The Last of Us. Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I heard of that guy before.
Yeah. 4 more.
Jeez, W-I-S- how big is this roster?
W-I-S-I-N? Wisin? Wisin?
Weezing, another Latin artist.
Weezing?
Yeah, he's one half of Weezing the Yandel. He's a Puerto Rican rapper.
I'm not doing these games anymore if it's just a bunch of Latin artists. This is a tough.
I mean, it is the All-Star game, and there are a lot of Spanish brothers there. So, yeah, Wisin is definitely a real person.
Young Miko?
Another Latin artist. He was on a track, although it might actually be a she.
It's a she.
Yeah, the voice is very like feminine. So, all right, so
unless it's a they, I don't know.
No, it's probably a she. She did a track with Bad Bunny, so yeah, I know who that is.
I don't know who's coming and going. That's my new favorite phrase. Who's coming and going? That's just my new favorite phrase. Jermaine Dupri.
Yep. That makes sense. Well, they are in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's where the players play.
Look at you.
Mm.
Although, and then Dr. Dre stomped all over him. He lost that feud big time.
And then there's one more person in this game, and I don't know his real name, and I don't even know if the character has a name, but the official release says Capital One Bank Guy.
Are you serious? They really got that schlub? Yeah, nobody knows who his name is. He's the guy that's the Capital One guy.
Someone once, and I think it was like my grandma told me he reminds me of a more attractive version of you.
Jeez, your grandma calls it like it is.
All right, so we know him. I don't like that Jake from State Farm showing up places.
I don't like
Capital
that
One Bank yeah. guy.
Flo Capital from Progressive.
One. I mean, can these people like, all right, so you won 18-13.
No, did I ever.
I was thinking of, and it was all, I think, five Latin artists that you got me.
That's literally the difference, like me, cultured versus uncultured.
I was thinking of, I saw a commercial with Jake from State Farm. And you know, if you're like an actor and you do different roles and you're like famous for that, or like you can go out in public and have a bad day and it's just like, oh, that guy had a bad day. But if you're Jake from State Farm, I mean, you're representing State Farm no matter where you are. With Flo, if she goes out and is like at a wine bar, someone's like, oh, Flo's a drunk. If Capital One Bank guy, you know, does anything wrong in public, you get no leash if you're one of these guys, you know? But if you're Bart Winkler and you go out and get hammered at a youth softball game, it's just that crazy schmuck from the radio. Ain't no big deal. I'm not representing an entire financial institution with my face. Although I do look like him. I do. My grandma's right. He's probably a more attractive version of me. It's because he's got better hair. He's losing his hair, but I'm just going to. 888-710-4476. Here's Marco Belletti. We know him.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz is here. Marco Belletti, you just heard from. Pat Boyle will be coming up next. What a treat you are in for. Not just in the next 4 hours, but the next 24 hours. Taking you all the way back up to me at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, when we shall return. So what will we do until then? Well, I am going to go home. I got to take the long way because every exit I take is under construction for some reason. So that's fun. And then tomorrow, I was going to ask you, Carlos, do you want to go to Superman with me? Would you be interested in coming to Superman with me? Carlos Ortiz.
If I'm interested?
Yeah, do you want to go to Superman with me?
How would that work?
Oh, quite easily. I'm looking at the seating charts for the movie theater I go to. They are completely empty. No one's bought any tickets. So I will then FaceTime you and you can watch the movie on your phone.
I'm going to go watch it on Sunday with my wife. I can wait.
Okay, Sunday. What time's the showing?
It's either 1:20 or 4 o'clock. I have the 4 o'clock tickets already booked, but it's IMAX in 3D. I don't like wearing 3D glasses, so I'm hoping that something in the 120 slot will open up that's a little bit more like my wheelhouse. I'm just banking on a cancellation. Otherwise, I'll wear two layers of glasses.
All right. Okay. With that, it's time for the WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
I have a soccer fact for you. And I just saw that the Club World Cup final is going to be held this weekend. You could go to that. Go to that. It's at MetLife. Go to that.
Sure. I'll go if tickets are reasonable.
It's Sunday afternoon, though, your Superman time.
Oh, that is a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's Chelsea versus PSG, and you might have a problem. There might be more security. It looks like the president will be there.
I'll pass.
How bored is he going to be watching that game?
Yeah, seriously, that's literally just keeping up appearances.
My God. All right, the soccer fact is related to Lionel Messi, who became the first MLS player to score multiple times in four straight regular season games. He has knocked in 14 goals for Inter Miami FC this season, and the latest history streak came against CF Montreal, the Columbus Crew, CF Montreal again, and then against New England, where for four consecutive games, he scored at least two goals, and that has never happened before in Major League Soccer. And if it's going to be broken by anybody, it should be Messi. No, I didn't bring this up just to say a soccer fact and talk about soccer, a sport I adore. I brought this up to crap on Major League Soccer for totally bungling their acquisition of Lionel Messi. You get Lionel Messi, the greatest player in the world. Do you know there is a whole subsection of YouTube where it is just 18 to 25-year-old kids debating if Messi or Ronaldo is the GOAT? I mean, there's this whole culture. And then kids get influenced by these kids. There are more kids, though, watching those videos than watching Major League Soccer games, because when Messi comes over, Major League Soccer thought it'd be a good idea to put all our games behind a paywall. Free TV, not for me. Broadcast television, nope. Fox, who's airing, like, rugby. They're rugby one primetime Saturday night. They don't care anymore. The days of 24 and all that stuff's over. They're just airing whatever sport they can find. It can be the ninth place teams in the Big East on a Saturday night for your fine viewing action. They don't care. Lionel Messi. Kids love this guy. One of my buddies, or my kid's buddies, he wears a Messi jersey. He's got like two of them. Do you know how many times he's watched Messi play? None. Because he can't. Now, Miami's next game is against Nashville, and it will be on FS1 on Saturday night. But at that point, I mean, too little, too late. What's kid going to do? You're going to go, Daddy, I need to watch FS1? It's better than the paywall. The paywall being they signed a deal with Apple TV. And this is how bad the deal is. You know how you watch games on your regional sport networks, like for hockey, basketball? Nope. Can't do that. It's all on the season pass. It'd be one thing if you could buy the season pass to watch the other games, and then you can watch your team on cable. Can't even do that. Stupid. Dream job. Oh, this is it. But a very actually real dream job is to run the MLS. And they'll say, how are you going to make this better? And I'd say, do everything opposite. There should be a Sunday morning game every week at 10 o'clock. That's when Americans are used to watching soccer. Pat Boyle's up next. Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti. I'm Bart Winkler. We'll be back tomorrow. Unless I call in sick.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapsidility Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.